Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. Today I'm joined down the line by our Istanbul Bureau Chief, Christopher Lord. He'll be reviewing a couple of exhibitions in Istanbul, from Till It's Gone at the Istanbul Modern to two shows at Arta and finally the latest show on Salt Galata. That's all coming up here on the Monocle Arts Review on Monocle 24. Do stay tuned. And here we are. Without further ado, we shall roll out the carpet for Chris Lord, coming to us from our Istanbul bureau. Chris, welcome to the programme. Nice to have you here. Is spring springing in the art world in Istanbul then?
Spring is sprung, Rob. Yeah, it's definitely warming. It's definitely warming up a bit here in Istanbul. And I think, you know, nice to see the kind of galleries, the museums and galleries are really sort of putting out their nice big hit of shows that are going to roll them right through the summer, you know. So yeah, we're going to be looking at a few of those today, I think.
Nice one. A bit of expectation in the air then. Let's start off at Istanbul Modern. That space itself is coming, must be coming up to its 10th birthday, right? Tell us about Till It's Gone.
Till It's Gone is a really interesting one. This opened actually about a month or so ago, and it's quite an interesting exhibition here. The subtitled An Exhibition on Nature and Sustainability, and it's taking its name from Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell. So it's sort of the idea of, you know, paving paradise and not really realising what you've got until you've sort of paved over it and there's nothing really left, essentially. So, I mean, in a very, very broad sense, it's like the idea of real nature being slowly replaced or being kind of catalogued or being replaced by something plastic or something that's not actually real. And then in amongst all that, you also have kind of a bit of an art apovera atmosphere. So you have lots of people sort of using very, very simple ways of making their work, using nature itself to make their work. And the result actually is really, really good. It's a really interesting sort of multi-leveled show. And there's some really, really great artists in here. I mean, some people that caught my eye, Rob, I would first of all begin by talking about Roger Ackley, and I'd never actually come across him before. Fascinating artist. And he's died only a couple of years ago now, but he used to collect bits of driftwood from Norfolk, some sort of beaches around Norfolk, and pick these up, and then he used to meticulously burn these very, very straight, perfect lines onto these pieces of driftwood using a magnifying glass in the sun. And the effect, I mean, it sounds kind of quite simple, really, but when you see it in the flesh, they're like these little weird totems that hang on the wall that have their own little power to them. And I think Ackling is sort of quite representative of that real raw use of nature in art that runs throughout this exhibition.
And what about the curatorial notes, Chris, for this show? Is this quite a didactic set of works, or does the curator sort of allow you to make your own mind up about them? Does it have a hectoring ecological tone, I wonder, or can you make your own mind up as to how you feel at the end of the programme?
No, they've definitely got something that they want to say here. And I think what they're ultimately trying to get across to the viewer is this idea of sort of art, you know, throughout history, nature has obviously been such a muse of artists. It's been such a subject of that artists have used. And almost there's a feeling throughout these works of sort of how do artists continue to work as nature itself becomes subverted by, you know, the human presence, as in the ecological disasters that we hear about all the time. How can artists continue to work that way? And you find that right across it. I mean, one that's really interesting to look at is Mark Dion. There's a selection of work here by Mark Dion where he's collected all these amazing representations of polar bears from the 19th century. And what you see is sort of going up even a little bit past the 19th century as well. And what you see when you look at them is it goes from, you know, this sort of almost alien creature, the polar bear, this thing to be feared, just like the Arctic was something to be feared before, you know, explorers had kind of conquered it with their feet. And then you see the polar bear start to change and it starts to become sort of less ferocious and then more recognizable, and you understand what it is. And that idea of sort of man conquering nature and losing this muse that the artist has always had throughout history is really something that runs throughout the show. So it is a little bit sort of, I mean, hectoring is maybe a bit strong, but it's definitely got that agenda there of sort of saying, you know, where do we go now? What do we do with art that's used nature so much throughout its history as a muse? What do we do when we're starting to corrupt that through our sort of human presence, essentially?
It sounds like fascinating stuff, Chris. Also, looking at the list of artists, Yoko Ono, Rodney Graham, people that you associate with performance, with installation and stuff like that, but not necessarily people that are famous for their, you know, land art or work about nature. So it sounds like they're taking that line for an interesting walk, that idea of Till It's Gone. They're kind of pushing that definition to its boundary as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I do like about this, I mean, we see a lot of exhibitions these days that use sort of, you know, quote unquote, like non-art into their exhibitions. You know, you see people using ethnographic objects and bringing that into the exhibition space, or sort of historical objects that maybe were not originally intended to be artworks. But actually, there's one really good example of that in here that I think works really nicely, which is work by, we call it an artwork, but I'm sure he really maybe didn't intend it that way originally. But it's a Turin-based cake maker from the 19th century. Called Francesco Valletti, and he obviously, in those days, certain fruits were so expensive because they were coming from such far-flung places that to recreate them in his cakes, he had to reproduce his own perfect sort of models that he could use to work from the future. So he's done meticulously made out of wax all these exotic fruits that were coming from overseas so that he could copy them when he went on to make his cakes to kind of make these sort of things. And they've brought them into the exhibition space, and it is really fascinating to see these things. You know, these meticulously created kumquats and immaculately produced big sort of bunches of grapes and so on and so forth. Really, really fascinating to have sort of brought that in there. But absolutely, yeah, you're seeing lots of different artists that you wouldn't typically associate with sort of land art as well, really kind of exploring a different... It's a good show, Rob. I really enjoyed it, I must say.
Sounds fantastic stuff. It's called Till It's Gone. It's on Istanbul Modern. It's open now and it's on until June the 5th. We're speaking to Chris Lord, Monocle's Istanbul Bureau Chief. He's giving us the skinny on Spring Has Sprung. He says in Istanbul, so we're getting the lowdown on his pick of exhibitions in the city. Up next, Chris, we're going to Arta. Two artists, two separate shows. Maybe tell our listeners a little bit about this space and then fill us in on these shows.
Well, art is a really interesting one. I mean, first of all, it's by the Fethi Koch Foundation. So this is sort of a big patron of the arts here. And what I always like about art, and they've always done this, is they're not afraid to really bring top to bottom changes to the gallery space and make that part of the exhibition. You know, they're quite happy for an artist to come in and change the walls, change the floor, a top to bottom whole experience that you kind of walk into. And there's been some great examples of this. And I would say the current show they have on there is kind of following a little bit in that vein. When you kind of walk into the space at the moment, they've got this huge sort of plexiglass eruption by an artist called Bahar Yurakoglu, a Turkish artist. And really what she's doing is responding to a trip that she made last year to the Arctic Circle. In 2015, she went up there and she kind of spent a lot of time up there looking around, photographing, exploring this area. And then she's sort of come back with this almost question about how do you create a mark in all that whiteness, all that vastness of the Arctic Circle, which obviously, you know, glaciers and so on and so forth. How can you as an artist have a presence in there that's kind of a mark making without permanently being a mark, if you understand my meaning? As in, we're not building buildings and so on. How can you be present in that landscape and somehow create an artwork in all that immensity? And so she's almost, as I say, you walk in and you see all these perspex shapes that are all kind of hung around in the gallery, creating through the light from the window this amazing kaleidoscopic effect. As the light sort of goes through these pieces of perspex, you get this strange kaleidoscope that sort of affects the whole space when you walk in. And it's really, I think what she's kind of getting at there is almost, you know, it's almost this slight feeling of being inside a glacier somehow. The idea of being inside a glacier and light passing through it, and you get in that kind of kaleidoscope of colours in there. So it's a really massive sort of change to the gallery space. And I think that's what makes these art exhibitions quite exciting, I would say.
It sounds fantastic stuff. One show is called Flow Through. This is Bahar Yurakoglu's show that you just talked about. The other one is called Vertigo. Both of them sound like prog rock bands from the 1970s. I will let you pronounce the name of our second artist. Maybe I'll give it a go. Murat Akıkunduz.
That's great, Rob. Yeah, Murat Akıkunduz. Yeah.
Well, I do apologise for our Turkish listeners, but his name has more accents on it than... if we were going to do the accent drinking game, we would both be rolling in the aisles, Chris, wouldn't we?
We would.
Let's talk about this this fine stuff at Arta.
Well, it's kind of continuing with this sort of glacial theme as well. I mean, Murat, he's taken all these images from Google Earth of the world's highest mountain peaks, so these sort of contours and so on, and then he's rendered them in white paint on white canvas, so the most minimal gesture you could argue that one could do with a paintbrush and a canvas to actually affect something on the canvas, white on white. And yet he's tried to create these, you know, these ultimately very, very defined spaces, these mountain peaks, with such little means, essentially. And the effect is pretty interesting. I mean, I think it's pretty interesting. I think after you come out of Bahar's show, which is so full of colour, so full of sort of interesting movement and things happening, then you walk into this space where it's all white canvases. It is a little bit of a step change. But it's very, very interesting. I think, you know, I think both of these artists here are looking at how these great spaces, these glacial spaces, these places that still for us in our world that's so well traveled, these are still the other places, the places that are so hard to reach, you know, whether they're the top of mountains or the Arctic Circle. These are places that are so far and hard for us to reach, the last frontiers, essentially. How can we create them? How can we bring that feeling into the gallery space of these immensities? And how do we almost represent them in a way that still captures that otherness? Because of course we could photograph them, which Google Earth and Google Image and so on is all part and parcel of that. We can document them in that way. But how can we create something that will actually convey that sense of, you know, majesty that we feel about these incredible landscapes? So I think they're both, it's a really nice mix of those two exhibitions together, I would say. And they're both about how do we represent that sort of majestic, ethereal otherness of the Arctic in a gallery space, essentially.
Chris Lord there, talking us through Baha Yurokolu, Flow Through, and Murat Akakundu's Vertigo. Both of those on at the Artist Space in Istanbul, and both of them closing on May the 15th. Open now, though, for your viewing delectation. Finally, Chris, you're going to talk us through Empty Fields at Salt Galata. This one, we were talking before we switched the microphones on, you said this one has got some explaining to do, but we'll try and do it in record quick time. So give us the lowdown on Empty Fields.
All right, Rob. Well, I should say, first of all, that April 24th is the anniversary of what in Armenia they call the Great Catastrophe, or what in the West we call the Armenian Genocide. And so this show comes at a very poignant moment, obviously, of course. And I think this is a really interesting show to check out. It's a dense show. It's not very big, but there's a lot in it. But it's a little bit hard to get your head around at first. But I would really spend some time with it if you are in Istanbul in the next few weeks. Essentially, what this is looking at is that in the 19th century, groups of American missionaries used to come here to Anatolia, to what was then the Ottoman Empire, and proselytize here across the country to the non-Muslim, non-Turkic peoples here. So essentially Armenians and the Greeks that lived within the borders of the Ottoman Empire that was then the Ottoman Empire, what is still Anatolia, essentially. And as part of all that, there was a huge educational push for it. They were building colleges and they were building all these educational institutions that were there to work with these, you know, minorities of the Ottoman Empire, essentially. And what this exhibition brings together, which is absolutely fascinating, is the art is, or what's left, bits and bobs left of that original archive of field work that those colleges used to do in Anatolia. And they were doing so much work at that time, documenting the animals, the flora, the fauna, the butterflies, and so on and so forth, that ceased almost at the moment of what Armenians called the Great Catastrophe. And really, that this exhibition is trying to piece together what bits were left of that fieldwork by those people at that time, piece it together, and really show to you where the gaps are. And in that absence, there's a real strong statement there about essentially what happened in the Ottoman Empire, in the last days of the Ottoman Empire, with regards to its minorities here.
So there's an idea, actually, going back to your first show, the idea of till it's gone, almost using flora and fauna as a metaphor for humanity as well. And, you know, the idea of genocide, maybe we won't come this way again, you know?
Absolutely, Rob. Absolutely that. And it's also that idea of absence, the absence of flora and fauna, or the absence of people, or, you know, the absence of nature as it once was, essentially. And that, I think that's an extremely powerful exhibition when you look at it, because you also get that glimpse of such almost normality. You know, this is just simple fieldwork, people collecting butterflies, people cataloguing them, and so on and so forth. And yet in those absences, in those gaps of what remains, you really get a sense of such destruction that took place at that time.
Beautifully summarised there, Chris. Thank you very much. That was Empty Fields at Salt Galata. Before that, we're at the Artist Space in Istanbul for Murat Akagundu's Vertigo and Baha Yurokolu's Flow Through. We kicked off with Till It's Gone at Istanbul Modern. And that brings us to the end of today's Arts Review. Chris Lord, thank you very much. Take care. That was Christopher Lord, our Bureau Chief on the line from Istanbul. And you've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. My producer was Fernando Augusto Pacheco. And join us again at the same time tomorrow for this week's music review. But for the time being, thanks for tuning in.